Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some performances from Duke Performances. First, some ticket information. You can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up on Friday, March 1st, and Saturday, March 2nd, is Tar Baby. Doors open at 8 p.m. on both nights, and the concert does begin at 9 p.m., and this will take place at the Casbah in Durham, $24 for general admission and $10 for Duke students. A fine and provocative post-bop unit, says the New York Times, Tar Baby does what it wants. The group quartet absorbs everything from Thelonious Monk and Charles Mingus to John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman, sending it all back in torrents of molten musicianship. For two nights at the Casbah, get scorched by a group that interacts beautifully and makes every second count. And that's a quote from the Jazz Times. The combo earns its prerogative with an impeccable pedigree. Pianist Aaron Evans, drummer Nash Sheet Waits, and bassist Eric Rivas, a longtime Branford Marcellus collaborator, form the core of this nimble, forward-thinking collective. They're joined in their enterprise by the still vibrant 70-year-old saxophonist Oliver Lake, a musician of international stature and a living repository of the history of jazz. And again, Tar Baby will be playing on Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd. Doors open at 8. Concert begins at 9 p.m. at the Casbah in Durham. On Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m., Leela Josephwich will be on the violin at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $30 for general admission seating and $10 for Duke students. A favorite accomplice of major composers such as John Adams, Oliver Knussen, Thomas Adis, and Esa-Pekka Salonen, the incandescent violinist Leela Josephwich is a fiery presence with a muscular but poised style, and that's a quote from the New York Times. A MacArthur Fellow in 2008 at age 30, she has only grown sharper in the 5 years since receiving the award. In this uncommon Duke performance's spotlight on the solo violin, she pairs Brahms' enduring FAE Sonata with Schumann's psychologically complex Violin Sonata No. 1. Then Spanish composer Manuel de Falla's delightful songs and Kurteg's astutely textured three pieces lead into the thrumming conclusion of her calling card, a John Adams' favorite road movies. Again, Leela Josephwich will be performing Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater. The Afro-Cuban All-Stars will be performing Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $20 to $42 for reserved seating and $10 for Duke students. Cuban dance music's greatest champion is Sierra Maestra founder Juan de Marcos Gonzalez, the Quincy Jones of Cuba. The singer and trust players' big band, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, represents the cream of Cuba's instrumentalists, and that's a quote from the All Music Guide. Its 1997 album, A Toda Cuba La Gusta, was the first to be recorded during the legendary Buena Vista Social Club sessions, while 2005's Grammy-nominated Step Forward was a bold new statement for the future. Again, that's a quote from the All Music Guide. When invigorating singing, horns, piano, guitars, drums, and a variety of traditional Cuban instruments, four generations of musicians whip everything from bolero to salsa into a learned but boundless dance, local in its substance and universal in its appeal. Again, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars will be performing Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. And again, for ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 919-684-4444. Some upcoming performances for the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. On March 15th and 16th, Elgar's Enigma will be part of the Raleigh Classical Series, and that's at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh, and this does begin at 8 p.m. Grant Llewellyn will be the music director, and Ingrid Flitter on piano. Mozart Symphony No. 35, Hafner, Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1, and Elgar's Enigma Variations. Also coming up on March 1st and 2nd at the Mimendi Concert Hall at the same location, Raleigh Progress Energy Center, will be Kenny G. And again, that is on March 1st and 2nd. Kenny G will join the symphony for a night dedicated to the music that has made him one of the premier artists in contemporary jazz. Kenny G's collaborations with artists such as Andrea Bocelli, Whitney Houston, Aaron Neville, Natalie Cole, and Smokey Robinson, as well as solo albums of his own, have made him the biggest-selling instrumental musician of the modern era, with global sales totaling more than 75 million. Sarah Hicks conducts this master of smooth jazz in his debut with the North Carolina Symphony. And finally, coming up on March 24th, would be the North Carolina Chapel Hill Series, and that's located at Memorial Hall at UNC in Chapel Hill, located at 208 East Cameron Avenue, and this series also begins at 8 p.m., and Elgar's Enigma will be performed March 24th with William Henry Curry as the resident conductor, and the performance lineup would be Mozart Symphony No. 35, Hafner, Wagner, music from Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg, and Elgar's Enigma Variations. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, we have Rain, which will be performing March 12th. The Durham Performing Arts Center is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham, and for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Rain, the internationally acclaimed Beatles concert, returns by popular demand. As the next best thing to seeing the Beatles, and that's a quote from the Associated Press, Rain performs the full range of the Beatles' discography live on stage, including the most complex and challenging songs that the Beatles themselves recorded in the studio, but never performed for an audience. Together longer than the Beatles, Rain has mastered every song, gesture, and nuance of the legendary foursome, delivering a totally live, note-for-note performance that's as infectious as it is transporting. From the early hits to later classics, I Want to Hold Your Hand, A Hard Day's Night, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Let It Be, Come Together, and Hey Jude, this adoring tribute will take you back to a time when all you needed was love and a little help from your friends. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. And Rain will be performing Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m. Also at the DPAC, Daryl Hall and John Oates will be performing March 13th at 7:30 p.m. Rock's dynamic duo Daryl Hall and John Oates will return to DPAC for the first time since their last sellout 2011 performance. Arguably one of pop music's most influential acts, Daryl Hall and John Oates' unique fusion of Philly soul and rock and roll have made the singer-songwriter duo legendary. Starting out as two devoted disciples of earlier soul greats, Daryl Hall and John Oates are soul survivors in their own right. They have become such musical influences on some of today's popular artists that the September 2006 cover of Spin Magazine's headline read, "Why Hall and Oates Are the New Velvet Underground." Their artistic fan base includes Rob Thomas, John Mayer, Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, and MTV's newest hipsters, Gym Class Heroes, who dubbed their tour Daryl Hall for President Tour 2007. One of the most sampled artists today, their impact can be heard everywhere from boy band harmonies to neo-soul to rap-rock fusion. From the mid-70s to the mid-80s, the duo scored 6 number one singles, including Rich Girl, Kiss on My List, Private Eyes, I Can't Go for That, Man Eater, and Out of Touch from their 6 consecutive multi-platinum albums, 76's Bigger Than Both of Us, 80's Voices, 81's Private Eyes, 82's H2O, 83's Rock and Soul, Part 1, and 84's Big Bam Boom. The era would also produce an additional 5 top 10 singles, Sarah Smile, One on One, You Make My Dreams, Say It Isn't So, and Method of Modern Love. Again, everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. And Daryl Hall and John Oates will be performing Wednesday, March 13th at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC. Also coming up at DPAC, March 19th through the 24th, is the Broadway musical Anything Goes. All aboard for this saucy and splendid production of Roundabout Theatre Company's Anything Goes, winner of 3 2011 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival and Choreography. One of the greatest musicals in theater history, Cole Porter's first-class musical comedy is Sailing to the Triangle, starring critically acclaimed actress Rachel York as Reno Sweeney and directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Kathleen Marshall. The New York Times called it a musical comedy joy, and USA Today hails it as glorious and exuberant. When the SS American heads out to sea, etiquette and convention get tossed out the portholes as two unlikely pairs set off on the course to true love, proving that sometimes destiny needs a little help from a crew of singing sailors, an exotic disguise, and some good old-fashioned blackmail. Peppering this timeless classic are some of musical theater's most memorable standards, including I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top, and of course, Anything Goes. Don't miss what the AP exclaims as so delightful, so delicious, so lovely. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. The show length is 2 hours and 45 minutes, and that does include a 15-minute intermission. The times for these shows, Tuesday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 20th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, March 21st, 7:30 p.m., Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m., Saturday, March 23rd, 2 p.m., and again later that evening at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, March 24th, 1 p.m., and later that evening at 6:30 p.m. Just a reminder, for more ticket information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on March 22nd and 23rd is Drew Carey. Now, Goodnight's Comedy Club is located in downtown Raleigh at 861 West Morgan Street. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. From road comic to superstar, Drew Carey has one of the most successful comedy careers in the business. He exploded onto the national scene when Johnny Carson dubbed him as one of his favorites. From there, Carey soon had his own sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, followed by the hugely successful and popular Whose Line Is It Anyway, where he served as the host and ensemble player in the improv-style show. Currently, Drew is the host of one of the most successful TV game shows of all time, The Price is Right. And again, Drew Carey will be at Goodnight's Comedy Club March 22nd and March 23rd. At the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that was formerly known as the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, in downtown Raleigh at the Memorial Auditorium, March 1st through the 3rd is Rapunzel. Hold on to your hair and prepare for a brand new magical musical retelling of the classic fairy tale. Rapunzel comes to life in an exciting new musical featuring that beautiful princess with the long, long hair trapped in the tower, a handsome young suitor who doesn't quite know what he's searching for, of course, an evil witch who has her eye on what should be Rapunzel's kingdom, and a tired yet philosophical old dragon who tries to make sense of it all. A charming musical adventure for the whole family. And again, this performance will be March 1st through the 3rd. Ticket prices are from $14 to $47. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater on March 3rd at 3 p.m. is Imani Winds, the Raleigh Chamber Music. More than North America's premier wind quintet, Imani Winds has established itself as one of the most successful chamber music ensembles in the United States. Since 1997, the Grammy-nominated quintet has taken a unique path, carving out a distinct presence in the classical music world with its dynamic playing, culturally poignant programming, genre-blurring collaborations, and inspirational outreach programs. With 2-member composers and a deep commitment to commissioning new work, the group is enriching the traditional wind quintet repertoire while meaningfully bridging European, American, African, and Latin American traditions. And again, that showtime's March 3rd at 3 p.m., and that will be playing at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And on March 7th, Johnny Mathis will be coming to the Duke Energy Center. Johnny Mathis is a legendary member of the Grammy Hall of Fame with a dozen gold or platinum albums. Come swoon to his lush vocal stylings on adult contemporary favorites, including Misty, It's Not For Me to Say, Chances Are, and more. This performance will be March 7th at 8 p.m. The price range is from $47 to $97, again at the Memorial Auditorium for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And on March 16th, Jim Gaffigan, the White Bread Tour, will be at the Memorial Auditorium. Jim Gaffigan has proven himself a major talent to a wide range of audiences, achieving accolades and awards for his stand-up comedy, acting, and writing. His clever, quiet style has made him one of the top five most successful touring comedians in the country today, and his CDs and DVDs have reached platinum sales. Gaffigan has an unprecedented number of appearances on Late Night's Letterman and Conan. His writing and voice work on the animated series Pale Force for Conan led to nominations for both a Broadband Emmy and a Webby Award. Gaffigan has had breakout guest appearances on many comedies and dramas, ranging from HBO's cult hits Flight of the Conchords and Bored to Death to dramatic roles in all three versions of Law and Order. In recent years, Gaffigan has also become a mainstay on the big screen with memorable roles in Going the Distance, Away We Go, and It's a Kind of Funny Story. Gaffigan will next be seen alongside Jennifer Connelly, Ed Harris, Pierce Brosnan, and Greg Kinnear in the highly anticipated Salvation Boulevard, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 2011. Further broadening his career, Gaffigan stars in his first Broadway production, The Championship Season. As part of the highly acclaimed play, Gaffigan appears in the ensemble alongside Chris Noth, Brian Cox, Jason Patrick, and Kiefer Sutherland. The play premiered on March 6th and runs through May 29th. Premiere on March 6th and ran through May 29th in 2011. In the fall of 2011, Gaffigan sold a sitcom that he will write and star in for the NBC network. He will be starting 2012 off with a 30-city national tour for Gaffigan's The America Tour, sponsored by Comedy Central. These performances are going to be March 16th at 7 p.m. at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, which was formerly known as the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. And this will be at the Memorial Auditorium. For ticket information about any of these performances at the Duke Energy Center, you can call them at 919-475-5175. It's time to now read some information coming up from Pinecone. The Gibson Brothers will be performing Friday, March 1st at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets are $22 to $24 for Pinecone members and $27 to $29 for the general public, and there are only limited tickets remaining. For more ticket information, you can call the Pinecone box office at 919-664-8302. The Gibson Brothers took home the 2012 Entertainer of the Year Award at the 23rd Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. They also picked up an award for Gospel Recorded Performance of the Year for Singing As We Rise. The Piedmont's own Joe Newberry penned that award-winning tune. The band has a new album due out in March titled They Call It Music, so you'll hear some new Gibson Brothers songs at this concert in addition to some of your favorites from their catalog. Help My Brother, the Gibson Brothers' 10th album, earned them the prestigious IBMA Album of the Year Award in 2011. That same year, they were named the IBMA Vocal Group of the Year, the first time a brother duet has been honored with this award. Again, the Gibson Brothers will be performing Friday, March 1st at 8 p.m. Limited tickets are still remaining, and they will be performing at the Fletcher Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that is in downtown Raleigh. Ticket prices, $22 to $24 for Pinecone members, $27 to $29 for the general public, and you can call their box office at 919-664-8302. Coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, at 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., will be free and open to the public, is the North Carolina Sacred Harp Singing Convention. This will take place at the Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Singers and non-singers are invited to the annual North Carolina Sacred Harp Singing Convention. No experience or musical background is necessary to participate. The convention is open to anyone, people who want to sing or just to listen. Festivities include a traditional dinner on the grounds potluck at noon, bookended by community singing sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Also, members from Virginia's Shenandoah Harmony Singers will attend this year's event, and there will be a half-hour session in the afternoon at the convention during which they will present their new book, Shenandoah Harmony, and teach some songs from it. The shape note singing tradition was born from colonial singing schools whose purpose was to teach beginners to sing. Modern shape note groups continue to further this goal. Sacred harp singings are not performances. There are no rehearsals and no separate seats for an audience. Singers sit in a hollow square with one voice part, bass, alto, tenor, and treble on each side, all facing inward so singers can see and hear each other. Visitors are welcome to sit anywhere in the room and participate or listen. Again, the North Carolina Sacred Harp Singing Convention will be at the Pullen Memorial Baptist Church at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. This event is free and open to the public on Saturday, March 2nd, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Sunday, March 10th, at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, Jamie Laval will be performing. This performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. This will take place Sunday, March 10th at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2:45. One of the premier Celtic violinists on the international music scene today, Jamie Laval, creates rapt audiences with his intensely passionate performances of traditional music of Scotland, Ireland, Brittany, and Quebec, rendered with hints of classical refinement in ethnic music from around the world. Laval has been heralded as one of North America's finest practitioners of traditional Scottish music. This is a quote from the San Jose Mercury News, and the next, Alastair Fraser from the Press and Post. The Asheville Citizen Times writes, "One of the hottest fiddlers out there, this act has been turning heads wherever it plays. What sets his music in a class by itself is the nuance, virtuosity, and musical craftsmanship he brings to the ancient art form. Simple Celtic folk melodies are transformed into epic tonal narratives that take the listener on an emotional journey from quiet melancholy to wild jubilation. Laval's accessible sound appeals to families, youth, seniors, and devotees of ethnic jazz and classical music." Again, Jamie Laval will be performing at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Eddington Street in downtown Raleigh. It is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and this performance will take place Sunday, March 10th at 3 p.m., with the doors opening at 2:45. An Irish music session will take place Sunday, March 3rd at Tír na n-Óg at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tír na n-Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, and dancers and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at creatconst@bellsouth.net for more information. And on Monday, March 11th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, there'll be a bluegrass jam. The Busy Bee Cafe is located at 225 South Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh. It was sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at string-sof9@hotmail.com. And coming up, we have a bunch of performances this week of live music on Saturday, March 2nd. We have Rhiannon Giddens and Friends, and that's with the Triad Acoustic Stage, Mac and Mac in Greensboro. There is no phone number, but you can look them up at the triadacousticstage.com. Also on Saturday, March 2nd, Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam, Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion, will be presented by BSA Troop 222 at LaGrange, and their phone number is 919-344-6532. Larry Keel and Natural Bridge will be at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-821-1120. George Hamilton IV and the Malpass Brothers will be at the R.A. Fountain General Store in Fountain, North Carolina. Phone number 252-749-3228. Band Together's Last Band Standing will be performing at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-821-4111. And all those performances, again, will be on Saturday, March 2nd. On Sunday, March 3rd, Swift Creek will be at the Folstrom Brewery in Durham. Phone number 910-682-2337. Rhiannon Giddens with John Flynn will be at the Poplar Night Spot in Aberdeen, phone number 910-944-7502. And again, both performances will be Sunday, March 3rd. On Tuesday, March 5th, the Drive-By Truckers will be at the Haw River Ballroom at Saxophaw, phone number 919-967-9053. On Wednesday, March 6th, Barleycorn and Rye will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, phone number 919-833-8898. Also on Wednesday, March 6th, Holly Williams will be at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, phone number 919-821-4111. And Hindu Grass will be at the Casbah in Durham, phone number 919-687-6969. On Thursday, March 7th, the Grass Cats will be at Max Tavern in Cary, phone number 919-467-4114. Nixon, Blevins, and Gage will be at the Pittsboro Roadhouse also on Thursday, March 7th, and that's in Pittsboro, phone number 919-542-2432. And that is all the time we have for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.